Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Thank you. I can feel love calling me. I can feel that power that transcends logical mind, that transcends definition, that transcends emotion, calling me. Can you feel it calling you? And it shows up in so many ways. Love has a way of shape-shifting and forming itself into what you desire, what you want. I can feel you calling me. I say yes, even if I feel like I'm not ready. I say yes, even if I haven't made the plans. I say yes to love, even if I'm not quite clear. I say yes, even if I'm depressed, even if I'm confused, even if I'm mad. I say yes to love, and I stand in that consciousness with all of you today, the listeners, that no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through and growing through, I say yes with you. We say yes to the healing power of love that is calling us. And we take the time to be still and say yes and get the guidance and move forward. Thank you, Bridget Bryant. That song is Calling Me. Yes. Beautiful song. BridgetBryant.com is where you can find out more about that wonderful singer who's going to be joining us at the end of the month. Bryant. No, not Bryant. BridgetBryant.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you're alive. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're breathing right now, you're thinking right now, and everything you're thinking and feeling is creating a vibration in the world. You're changing the world right now. You make a difference. So whatever it is you're dealing with, if you're feeling constricted, contracted, you're just in pain, frustrated, or angry, just breathe. Breathe in and breathe out and trust the process of life. Because as I said, what you're feeling right now, what you're thinking right now, you're adding it to the world. And the best way to predict the future is to create it. So all together, collectively, let's create the world we want to see. Take this moment to imagine your highest best, your highest self. You know, when you're in flow, when everything is going for you, when you can talk to your loved ones and you can hear them and you don't think you're crazy or you're dealing with grief right now, but you find yourself, you find a gift, you're just moving through life and all you can say is, I am so grateful. I am so grateful. Imagine that right now and let that imagination pull you. Let that vision pull you right now so that you walk in the future now. And so it is. And so it is. And so we let it be. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And I forgot what the show is. I don't know what that happened. What just happened there? I was going to say something else. It didn't even make sense, but I'm sure there's a reason. I think there's a word like the Bible was going to jump out of my mouth. That's like, whoa, somebody's trying to say something. Bible? Does anybody need to hear about the Bible? I don't know. Anyway, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Bible Show. No, it's not. I know some of us in the spiritual community get afraid of the Bible, and I understand, but it's okay. It's just one of the holy books. But anyway, yes, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. I love life. I love my life. And we are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you come back. We know some of you are coming here for the first time. You want to get a reading, or you love James. You've been reading his book, and you just want to, you even say, now, come on, let's get to it. No, we're not. We're going to take it one moment at a time. But we're here Monday to Thursday, and all the shows are archived. You can find it on iTunes. As a matter of fact, for those of you who have the iStuff, the iPhone, the iPad, and all the other stuff, you can get an app called Podcast, and you can subscribe to Life Conversations, and you have the shows downloaded into your smartphone and your smart gadgets.
And for those of us who are not I in it, we're just Android in it, well, you can still go to iTunes and subscribe, and you can download it to your computer. I think there's another way. Well, you can go to lifeconversationsradio.com. Those of you are there already, but if you're listening on the radio, on the phone line, just go to lifeconversationsradio.com, and all the shows are archived. We've been hosting Blog Talk Radio since 2008. Life Conversations Radio has been around since 2004. So there's a lot of shows to catch up with, supporting you in finding yourself, stepping in your greatest yet to be, and express the truth of who you are. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and we will get to you. What else do I need to tell you? If you can't call in, don't want to call in, or you just don't want people to hear your voice because you're shy, or you don't know, you don't want people to know that you're talking to dead people, that you're talking to your dead ancestors, it's okay. Go to Ask Life Coach at a like page, fan page on Facebook, Ask Life Coach at a like page or fan page. Click if you're not friends with us yet. If you don't like it yet, like it now, just for the sake of it. Just go and like it, even if you have no questions. Ask Life Coach ADE radio show, something like that. But once you type that in, Facebook will tell you who I am because I'm popular like that. But now, it's kind of like oxymoronic telling you to, if you don't want people to know you're talking to your loved ones, to put it on Facebook because that's the last place you want to put a secret. So for those of you who just want to just get to us and you don't want to put it on Facebook, you don't want to call in, you're at work, you can go to Life Conversations. Don't forget the F. LifeConversationsMedia.com, LifeConversationsMedia.com, and then click on the Life Conversations Radio menu, and then there'll be a drop-down menu, and click on the Ask Ade, A-D-E. Just click on that. There's an email, fill it in, and we'll get to it. If you don't want us to use your name, we won't, but why not? Why don't you show up authentically so that your loved ones can know who you is? life is good and getting better. We got a quick announcement, a special announcement. At 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment coming up with Celeste Morgan. We have James coming soon. He's not here yet, so calm down so you can breathe. All of you say, can you just get to James? Or maybe all of you just relax because you kind of like that anyway. You were all relaxed. I was just projecting on you. I apologize. I ask for your forgiveness to even think that you're being impatient. He's going to be here soon, but as soon as he's here, we'll let you know and we'll get to it. But don't go nowhere, because if you do, you might just miss out. Special announcement is coming up, so Leslie's going to bring that to you. But I'll give you, let's see, what do I need to do? Let's see. I'm reading something here. What? There's some stuff going on behind the scenes. Okay, so let me do this. Actually, I can play a song, but I won't because I want to keep you guys. I want to get to know you. I want to know who you is. I want to know who you are. You know, people think saying who you is a bunny. No, it's not. Because your isness is the full awareness of who God is. So I want to know who you are, but I want to know who you is, who you're being on this planet. How are you showing up? What? Wait. Okay. I'm being given how, bear with me, just me here. I have a co-producer, but she's not here. She's in the same room. She's in a different state. So she's talking to me. Okay. So, all right. Let me buy time. Just be patient. We're working it out. We're here to serve you. We see you. There's a lot of people on the phone lines. Woo! I'm getting high off the calls and the lights, the flashing of the switchboard. All is truly well. Well, let's see. What do I need to tell you? This is what I need to tell you. Celeste is going to come and give you some things that we're given for this project. See, Life Conversations Radio, as I said, has been around since 2004. We started broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio in 2008. So there's been a lot going on. It's expanding. We're growing. Those of you who are new, listening for the first time, you hearing this. Those of you who are regular listeners, you already know. You can actually finish what I'm saying. But we're growing, we're expanding, and we need your help. We need your support. Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. I think I understood what that meant. So we're expanding, we're growing. And right now, we are ready to take LifeConversationsRadio.com to the next level. We have guests, we have other hosts, we have Here to Inspire with Aisha on Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern. We have My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love. And then we have a new show starting Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. And then we're talking to some other people. But it's time to grow and really just step into what we're being asked to do. So we're asking you to support us by going to pleasefund.com. What a wonderful domain name. pleasefund.com/pages/347. pleasefund.com// Some people say backward slash, but it doesn't matter. You can go backward if you need to heal the past, but move forward if you're growing and expanded. So /pages/347. And let's see if Celeste is ready. Okay, great. She's ready. So now we believe in the law of giving and receiving. And, you know, we do that with the radio. We bring wonderful guests. But we also want to extend a gift to you when you contribute to Life Conversations Radio. We want to give you a gift. And Celeste is going to bring, well, tell you now what it is. And I know some of you are asking, James is not here yet. Just calm down. It's okay. It's okay. This is a house of love. We love you. Let's play. Let's have fun together, okay? We'll come to you. We promise. But right now, I'm going to Celeste. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, and I'm so excited about how our gifts have expanded since we last announced we were doing rewards for donations. It's amazing today. So I'm going to go through this because I already heard that James is around. Get ready for it. All right.
Oh, James is around. He's listening in the background.
He's in the chat room, everybody. Get your energy right to receive your sacred messages. So
yes,
excited. So before we get to play, we get to play in the playground to expand it, as you so beautifully have set up. So rewards for giving to Life Conversations Radio include, for $1 or more, we'll do a shout-out on the radio that we don't normally do to give up our appreciation, and I don't have to sneak and do them anymore. So for everybody who gives us a dollar or more, we'll be sure to acknowledge you on the radio, and Life Coach Dave is going to do that with a smile on his face. Now, for $5 or more, we have options, and anybody needs options in this world. So we have 4 inspirational recorded messages spread over 2 weeks from Life Coach A Day. You'll get a dose of joy personalized by him. He has energy, and he will rev you up to start your day. Now, for option B, you can get a copy of Mbasa Tsafera's book, Soul Journey to Truth. Jumpstart your inner wellness routine daily with Mbasa's first published book, now in its 3rd edition. It has a treasure of daily poems, affirmations, and inspirations. That's another great way to get you started. For $25 or more, you get a personal celestial moment with Celeste Morgan, a 30-minute spiritual reading where you get to tap into your destiny, lessons on your path. We'll play with your animals and your birth cards so that you can get clarity on your journey. Now, for $35 or more, you'll get a wellness assessment with Mbasa Tsafera. Now, that's just unbelievable, people. Wellness assessments are opportunities to get clear about the goals needed for perfect balance and alignment, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Now, if you want to jump into some serious transformation, for $50 or more, you'll have group coaching where you get to gather with Life Coach A Day to help you lean into your power effortlessly. Remember to be gentle with yourself. You don't have to overdo it, and you get to grow with the community. So that's for 2.5 hours, 1 and 2 1.5 hour sessions spread over 2 weeks. Now, for $75 or more, you get to have a personal touch with the Life Coach A Day, individual coaching session, and get ready to be transformed. 2 45-minute sessions spread over 2 weeks. And then you want to play a little higher with your transformation, $100 more will get you more time, 60-minute sessions spread over 2 weeks. So that's pretty powerful. I want to sign up for that. anyway, $250 or more, healing session, consultation with Ambassador Safara. Consultations are offered to individuals, couples, and families who aspire to move to the next level in their lives, in their health, relationships, and careers. For $500, Life Coach Today will do a personal spiritual development workshop. He'll facilitate it, a 1.5-hour workshop at your home, group, or center, maximum of 15 people in the Atlanta area. And for $1,000 or more, you get a speaking engagement where he'll be the speaker with your group, church, or organization in the Atlanta area for 1 hour. Powerful rewards when you tap into our expansion campaign.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Celeste. And just so we end, just so I can answer this question in the chat room, my Lord, no, we are not charging for peace of mind. Peace of mind is free. We ask you to support Life Conversations Radio. It's an invitation. Now, we're saying when you donate, we just don't want you to just give to us. We want to keep the flow going. We want to give back to you. So, my dear sister friend, no, peace of mind is already yours. You can have it whenever you want. And I am so grateful. Thank you, Celeste. Let's get ready to rumble and talk to people on the other side and see what comes through. And, yeah, thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. So let's be clear now. This is we're expanding. We're going to expand, and we're asking for your support. But by donating, we'll give you something back. That's all. It's not that deep. It's all about love. It's all about love. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with James Van Price. He's in the house, and we're ready to go. Now, let me tell you this, because I want everybody to get everything that they need. When we bring psychic mediums, psychics, astrologers, readers, numerologists, we like to teach as well as help answer your questions. So when James comes on first, James and I, going to have a conversation about tapping into our intuition, how we can develop our intuitive skills, how we can connect and recognize the sign from our loved ones. So I just want to make sure you make this. So this is an enjoyable experience. Now, there are lots of people on the switchboard, and I can just tell you now because we won't get through all of it, but step into the energy and set the intention that you will receive the answer. Somebody else might call in, and you will get your answer. I'm just giving you some gems. You're free to use it, because we have a lot of people, and even if we went on to 3 o'clock, James is not going to be with us till then. Anyway, we still won't get to everybody. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to bring James Van Prague on. And we'll get ready to do some conversation, maybe do readings, and then come back and continue the conversation. But we'd like to really keep it easy. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. As a matter of fact, I don't even need to give out that number, but maybe for future reference. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. 426-3346. We're also taking your questions, so we'll try and weave it in between the Ask Life Coach at a fan page and Life Conversations Media website. So when you go to Life Conversations Media website, there's a Life Conversations Radio. Click on that. There's a drop menu that says Ask at a. You can send us an email, and we can get to your questions like that. And we're just going to do our best to get to all the questions, but I trust that everyone will get the answer that they need. I know it's going to happen because right now you're walking in beauty. In beauty, may you walk. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
May I walk in peace? May I walk in peace? loving kindness. May I walk, may I walk,
may I walk
in peace,
in peace.
May I walk,
may I walk
in peace,
in peace.
May I walk,
may I walk,
may I walk,
may I walk.
Yes, indeed. May I walk in peace. May I walk in joy. May I walk in laughter. Oh, my days. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Life is good. It's getting better. If you guys have a clue what's going on behind the scenes, you'd be like, okay. No, anyway. This is Karen Drucker. In beauty, may I walk. This is a prayer. Yes, indeed. May we walk in peace, in joy, in laughter, in freedom. And this is the month where we're focusing on freedom. So we're supporting you to tap into the essence of who you are and being free to express yourself as you are, the good, the bad, the I can't even talk about it. We want to create that space so you can show up authentically. And if you're pissed, you can say, listen, don't talk to me, I'm pissed. But I'm going to love myself while I'm pissed. I refuse to be judgmental about other people's judgment. That's how we walk in peace. And now, let me read a little bit about James. So that's I'm ready when you are. Oh, wow. It's so funny. That's what I'm going to do. Just laugh. Now, let me read a little bit about James. And it's a tiny bit. Most of you know about James on Prague. I can tell by just looking at the amount of people in the chat room. People are, oh, Lord. James Van Prague is setting a record for the chat room. 63 people. Woo! I'm excited. Okay, let me pull this up and let me read a little bit about him. And we're going to find him. Apparently he's here. We just can't find him yet. I love my life. Life is good. And when things get challenging, remember to laugh. You know, it's real. There's so much to cross the bow and deal with. But anyway, James Van Prague is a gifted psychic and medium. He is quick to point out that his gift does not provide insights into the future. He's, however, able to provide detailed evidential proof that a loved one survived death. Surviving death may seem to be the supreme oxymoron, but he has a firm belief that we are all spiritual beings, and there is far more to our life than our lifespan. I know that's right. Ultimately, James feels extremely fortunate to be the conduit of comfort, healing, and most importantly, love. James says, as a medium, I have never experienced anything but love and compassion and healing in my work. He said, just get this powerful. It is the love bond between us which allows me to make the connection between the living and the dead. That love bond, that love connection. And I'm going to trust that love bond. So this is, just bear with us. We're trying to, well, let me see. All right. All right, so we're just going to do this. We're trying to be all perfect, but we're going to really be perfection. Okay, now, what I need from Cammie, I know Cammie is listening. We're trying to figure out which number James is calling from, because we have so many people on here, and they've all pressed 1, but we can't figure out which number is James. So let's just be authentic here. Cammie, if you're in the chat room, just give us the area code. What's the area code? That's all we need. If you're not in the chat room, let's see. If you're not in the chat room, send an email. let's see. Well, actually, we're friends on Facebook. Send me an instant message okay, we know the California number. Oh, it's a, okay, so we have several blocks numbers. We're not sure. I'm just going to follow my intuitive hunch here. It's a blocks number. Okay, let's see. I'm going to go for this. But before I do that, so I'm going to set it all up and go for this number. So bear with us. We're trying to figure out which number is James. And this is where I'm being led, because I see this 11111. I think that's the one. So everybody breathe. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful guest, my brother, my friend, myself, the one who has stepped into his mission, James Van Praagh. And trust me, this is a number. Yes, yes, yes. Everybody's excited. Yes. Is this James?
No.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. No, that's not James. James doesn't sound like that. All right. Everybody calm down. We're trying to talk to James. Calm down. Get too excited. Okay, so this we just need to figure out which number is James. Okay. So, Cammy, you're in the chat room. Look at the chat room. Let's see. This is a good grow opportunity that we've never had before. Let's see. So, 978. Okay, let's look for a 978 area code. I love this. Let go of perfection and trust the process. Okay. Thank goodness there's only 1978 here. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychic and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful guest, James Van Praagh. Hey, James, how are you doing? James?
No, this is
that you? It's not James. Okay, it's not James today. Okay, that's a 978. Oh, no. I know what happened. Sherry Rose is telling us her number is 978. Mercury, stop it! Thanks for the gift, but not right now. All right, so bear with us. Breathe with us. What does it say? Hey, Cy. Cy's in the house. Ain't seen Cy in years. You said, when can you call in to ask a question? Too late. Okay, so Penny, let me see. Celeste, any luck? Okay. 949 area code. I am so grateful. Sometimes you try to make connection with your loved ones, and it's kind of fuzzy like this. And you want your husband, but your ex-husband comes in, and you're like, no! But this time, I think I got a connection. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my chakra system. James, how are you doing?
Hello!
Yay! We got you. There you are. Oh, my goodness. Hello. Woo! We got you mixed up with everybody else, and we couldn't find you.
Sorry, so, I'm number I had to call you.
No worries. Well, let's keep this ball rolling. We're starting 8 minutes later because we're scheduled to start the conversation with you at 12:30. But all is well. I trust the process. Now, I read a little bit about you. Most of our listeners, maybe one or two people, don't know about you. But even those who know about you, I want them to know something from your point of view, from your perspective. Who are you? Who is James Van Praagh?
I'm a human being who's having a spiritual experience on the physical earth. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Real simple.
And I'm a spiritual medium. I'm able to contact the people that have passed over. And a survival evidence medium, which means that I bring providential details to people that have passed over to prove life after death. And it's just reminding people to live a spiritual life in a physical world. That's basically what I do.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this, because when I interview psychic mediums, I always ask this question. I want to hear your thoughts on this. What's the difference between a psychic and a medium?
Okay, well, a psychic, and the term psychic medium to me is redundant because to me everybody's psychic to one degree or another. Everybody's able to tune into energy, which is around people. That energy can be first seen as past experiences, past events, or future events, or events that are happening currently. A medium is someone who's not only psychic, who's able to tune into a psychic level, the intuitive level, but also able to reach beyond the physical plane of existence and go to higher realms or higher dimensions or higher vibrations, however you want to term that, and able to be an interlink between the spiritual realms an interface between the spiritual level with higher levels and that of the earth, and bring through or tap into or link into the spiritual level and bring through messages. So that's the difference. Mm-hmm. So a psychic mm-hmm. is someone who's able to read energy currently, but a medium is someone not only who's psychic but able to link into higher levels of spirit.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Does that clarify a little bit better?
Oh, yes.
Good.
I just like, you know, my thing is always, so I want us all to grow and learn and not always feel like that we can do something we don't know when we have so many spiritual teachers like yourself who can help us remember that we are connected with the one consciousness and to get clarity on it, because there's so much, you know, psychic medium, we can get it mixed up. And that really helps. I want to ask you this. You know, today I want to talk about how we all individually can tap into our intuitive self and be able to hear the messages that we need for our lives, maybe connecting with our parents. But before I do that, I want to ask you, is this a gift that you always knew you had, or what was the catalyst that awakened you to your mediumship?
Well, as a little boy, I used to see spirits all the time around people, and I used to see lights and colors around people, known as the aura. And to me, it was very natural, as children are very natural and very open. And so I was told by my mother that was very natural, that she used to see spirit when she was a little girl. And I really forgot about that ability, that part of me, until my early 20s when I went to see a medium from England. And he said to me he told me that I was a medium, and I didn't necessarily believe him. But I started meditation, and through meditation, I started seeing once again auras and spirit around people like I did as a child 25 years before that. So really that was it. And then once I saw those visions and had these feelings, I went to this medium and I sat with him for many years in development. And through the development circle, I sat with him developing my abilities and really discerning, purifying, clarifying the abilities, learning how to tune into the spirit, tap into spirit, how to use my power. And that was 30 years ago now. So that's how it started.
And here we are, you're talking to heaven.
And here we are.
So let me ask you, did you go through a phase where you tried to hide it, deny it, or would you just naturally leaned into it?
Well, I really moved to Los Angeles to be a sitcom writer because I'm funny. So I did that first. And then what happened was, that was really what I thought I was moving to California for. But really, spirit had a much different idea, of course. And once I was aware of the spirit energy that I was working with, and I was able to bring through spirit to people and recognize that energy that I was working with, that loving energy that, of course, is all around us, a pure energy, I knew that tapped into that energy. There's nothing greater on this earth to work with and to really help people about. So I knew at that moment that was my life's work, and that was the greatest work I think I'd be done, is to help another human being that way. So, yeah, that's what it was. And I just never really, you know, one thing I believe is whatever anyone thinks about me is none of my business, because no one knows you better than you know yourself. And it's really true, you know, and really, we each are unique in our own way. As I know in your radio show, you talk about this, and it's very true. Everybody's unique in their own way. I like to think that we're like individual snowflakes, and we each have something to offer. But when you put them all together, all the snowflakes, it makes a beautiful scene. It's the same thing with us as spiritual beings, you know? So whatever we can do to enhance each other's lives, we're here for.
Exactly. You know, I say kudos to those who want to go ahead and debate fingerprints. Why is yours different from mine? And all of that kind of thing. Why do you have this gift that I don't have? But if that's what they're here to do, so be it. But for me, it's about celebrating what I know to be true. And that's, you know, you represent those kind of teachers. Let's talk about there are people who are tapping in, especially now. We're being told that the vibration is speeding up. We're feeling challenges on so many levels nowadays. And some people are tapping into gifts that they didn't know they had, or gifts that they've suppressed. What would be your advice? What would you say to them to help them kind of start to embrace the gift, even if within their family members they still feel like they're going to be judged or criticized, or maybe friends, or they're afraid of their own gift? What would you say to them to help them embrace it?
Well, I'd first say, let me just back up just a second. I would say to anybody who's listening, to anybody who reads books and goes to lectures, and you know, anytime you see somebody who you're learning from or you want to hear from, their information and their truth if it resonates within your soul, that information that they're giving you, then take it, because they feel like it's reminding them who they are as a spiritual being. And if it doesn't resonate with you, then throw it out. Don't use it, because it's not ready. You know, it's not in alignment to yourself. For those mm-hmm. people that who are now, because it is much more, the consciousness has definitely changed. The consciousness is much more open. People are much more aware. People are able now to have experiences, to talk about those experiences, because everybody is a spiritual being having a physical experience. And now we're finally trying to realize that, to understand that, to honor that. And I think really, as a lovely saying from Shakespeare, as thy own self be true, is really important, because everybody has to find within them their own power, their own joy, their own wonderfulness, if you will. And that wonderfulness has to start with self. And once it does, if you can share that with the rest of the world, however it's going to manifest, whether it's through healing, whether it's through psychic work, mediumship work, whether it's through inspirational writing, whatever that might be, whether it's through therapy, however you can help another human being, and be true to yourself, be honest with yourself and true to yourself, and maybe develop the spiritual gifts that you have. And that's the most important thing. It really is. Mm-hmm. And you really can't, you can't, you know, let judgment get in the way, because judgment is fear-based. And God is not fear. God is the opposite of fear. God is love. So I think life is a series of either a choice of love or fear. And it's where do you want to align yourself? Do you want to align yourself to love, or do you want to align yourself to fear? I find that you get so much more done if you align yourself with God, with life, with creativity.
Indeed, indeed. Got some more questions, but before I do that, I want to just remind those of you who are calling for a reading is what James needs is your name. And you said the person that they want to connect with personally?
Yeah,
is that,
because I just got a 14-hour flight from Dublin, so it would help me quite a bit to tune in, if that's okay, because I don't even know what wavelength I'm on right now.
So you want the caller's name and the person they want to connect with, period. No long
story.
Sure,
I'll see if I can link in with them. I'll try to link in.
Okay, cool. And I want to ask you a couple more questions, but I want to say if this works for you. So we'll go take a call.
Okay.
Do the reading and then come back with some questions, just to give you some break from that, and then we go back and do some reading. How does that feel?
Now, where are you calling? Where are you from? Because I love the accent. Is it England somewhere?
Yeah. Well, I'm originally from Nigeria. I was born in England, and I grew up in Nigeria. So I've lived in both places. I've lived it well.
It's
the
a
last
very
few
interesting
years,
accent
lived,
to have. Okay. Great.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Yes, if you're just joining us, I don't need to tell you, because I know you saw a post on Facebook or on Twitter somewhere, and you said, oh, my God, James Van Praagh is alive. You don't even know what the radio station is. You just click the link. You just want to hear it. Well, we are talking with him, and we're talking about, you know, just connecting and embracing our gift and what you can do. I want to ask James one more question, but after that we'll do some readings and then we'll come back. But I just want, James, I want to ask you this. Intuition. What are practical things we can do? Because people sometimes are challenged, saying, well, I haven't learned to connect with my intuitive self. I don't know when God is talking to me or when it's me. What are practical things we can do in our spiritual practice to harness
the harness of power, harness the energy. It's an easy thing, and it's just you got to make up your mind if you're going to do it or not. It's not a big deal, but people should look at it as a muscle. The intuition is like a muscle, psychic muscle. So the more you can do, the exercise you can do to develop that muscle, the better you'll be. And people can start off by doing fun things, like if you get some invoices in the mail, you try to figure out, before you open up the envelope, how much is the amount before you open it up. Or when you're going to go shopping and find a parking space, where is the parking space going to be? Or if the phone rings, try to figure out who's on the other line calling you. Is it a man or is it a woman? Okay, what is the personality like? If you have a meeting somewhere in a business, try to figure out, and if you don't know who's going to be meeting you, try to intuit who's going to be there. Does it feel like a male energy, a female energy? Anywhere, every day, we're given choices. Our chances to use our intuition, even down to the elevator banks, which elevator is going to open up first. Things like this. So anywhere you can use your intuition, that develop that muscle, the better it'll get at. And those are little things, the practical little things you can do. Because get in that headspace, if you will, get into that sense of vibration, that sense of using that muscle, I call it the seat of knowingness. And once you tune into that seat of knowingness, then you really it becomes a habit. You start looking at everything that way. And it's a wonderful discovery. It really, really is.
Yes, yes. When we've learned to tune into our intuitive self, it's just it is a wonderful thing. Okay, let's do two calls, and then we'll come back and do some more teaching and some more questions. Let's go to Karen calling from Canada. Karen is calling from Canada. Who would you want to connect with, Karen?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm so excited. I love your work. I'd love to connect with my mom.
Okay, your mom. What is her name?
Her name is Patricia.
Patricia. How are you, Karen?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Good. First of all, so I'm going to ask a couple of things, Karen. Would you know about being in the 54 years old or something?
That was when she died. She was 54.
Okay, because I get 54 very strongly, okay? And I need to talk about, was she in a hospital fast, also passed in a hospital?
Yes, she did. No, she passed at home, but she was in the hospital a lot.
She was in the hospital, because she gives me definitely a sense of being in a hospital. Her memory is definitely of a hospital feeling. I need to tell you that her father is over there with her, so she's with her father. I need to tell you that. And I don't know who's Joseph, or, yeah, is there a Joe or a Joseph, please? Connection with that?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so keep the name Joseph, or J-O-A-N-J-O-S-E-P-H name, okay?
Okay.
And is there someone in the month in July being significant at all?
Not that I know of. I'll write that
okay,
down.
Okay, what month did she pass away in?
She passed away in March.
Okay, who's July birthday or July anniversary? You don't know that.
No,
like
I don't.
Like that, your father or something? Or?
I'm not sure.
It's definitely July connection. She's talking about. And I definitely got it. Well, I want to keep that because I also want to tell you that there's something here with her. And someone's taking something with her, a test with her. So I got to tell you that. She remembers there's tests being taken. And I also got to tell you that. Is there a sister that she has or you have?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a sister or does she have a sister?
Oh, we both do. I have two sisters and she had a sister.
Okay. Okay. And because I'm with my sister, she wants to tell you. She's with her sister, so I need to tell you that. And I need to tell you that there's someone who's having trouble with cancer condition at one time.
She died of cancer. My brother and my sister both had cancer.
Okay, so I feel it's her and the cancer condition. And I know that there's either money being made, money being given to some foundation or some cancerous thing after she died. So she's just letting me know here. And I also want to tell you there's something to do with teaching or being a teacher. Being a teacher.
Hmm.
I should talk about being a teacher. So someone is going to be a teacher. So you want to understand that?
Yeah.
Like a teacher.
I've been told that I should be teaching my spiritual.
Oh. Okay, well, you're a teacher, so you better be a teacher. I think your mother maybe wanted to be a teacher, but she wasn't a teacher.
No, she wasn't.
I think she could have been if she wanted to be, but in the formal sense of the way. She's very much a lady who is very proud of you. She stands back. She doesn't come forward. She's very, I won't say she's shy, but I'll say she lets someone else speak before her. That make sense to you?
She, my mom was crazy out there. She was a sweetheart. She was a magnet to people, but.
Okay, but she does speak. She does not come forward. She stands kind of behind. I got to put this to you. She has a lot of respect and politeness, so I'll put it that way. She's very polite.
She's very polite.
Very polite. And I'll say she doesn't speak, as she doesn't come out and speak very quickly. She's polite. She's talking to me about. And where is your father? Is he over there as well?
He's passed too.
Okay, so the father's with her. Father's with her. And I'm seeing him wearing we call them sweaters, and it's called jumpers or cardigans, but I'm seeing him wearing that. You understand that?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I know you even have a photograph of him wearing one. That's been being shown here. Okay. And the Joe person would be connected with him. Not necessarily his name, but it would be Joe, it would be in his side of the family. Okay. And there's also someone who passed over there with a heart condition around your father. So they'll tell you that. Okay, sweetie. There you go, Karen. Okay.
Okay. Well,
thank you so much, Karen.
What a blessing.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Bye.
Thank you for calling in with your beautiful, loving energy. Let's take another caller. Let's go to Vasa in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Vasa.
Hey. Okay. Thank you, James, for taking my call. I was originally calling about my godbrother, but I'm feeling my father right now.
Okay. What is your name, honey?
My name is Ombasa. And,
Ombasa?
Mm-hmm. And his name is Junior.
And his name is Jimmy?
Junius.
Jimmy, and that's your father?
Yeah, his name is Junius, J-U-N-I-U-S.
Oh, Juliet. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta.
Atlanta. Okay, good, good, good. Because I'm coming to Atlanta. You know that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you guys knew that, but I'm coming to Atlanta.
No,
we do.
No.
We're going to talk about your event. We're going to talk about.
No,
your
and
event.
I. Okay,
okay.
I actually met you at the Whole Life Expo years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, come see me in Atlanta. I'd love to meet you. Let me just tell you what I'm getting for you. Just let me know before I tune into your father, if I can tune into your dad, if he's here, if I can establish a link. But I don't know if you are feeling movement around you a lot right now. So
oh, my goodness. I was going to ask you about that. I was going to ask you about movement.
I feel it. I feel there's a physical movement around you. So I'm not sure if that's where you're living or you're working, but there's definitely movement all around you. And I just want you to go with it and not worry about it and just surrender to it, okay? Because it's definitely meant to be, and it feels like there's going to be new opportunities coming for you if you just go along. You don't fight it. If you don't fight it, okay? I want you to go with it, and I want you to know that you want to be in control all the time, honey. But sometimes you just can't be in control. You can control your thoughts, but that's what you can control. Let the universe take over, all right? Because you need that. You need that. Now, when I turn into your father, I get a sense with him that he's a very honorable man. Can I say it to you, honorable man?
Yes.
Can I say that to you? That's the way I want to. The energy he gives me here is he's very honorable, and I respect him. I respect your father. I do feel the emotional side of this man that he wasn't necessarily fully realized as emotionally, or didn't have things in balance emotionally. I do think there was either a sense of either. How can I say this to you? That you understand this. A sense of two families or two strong connections. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Definitely, right? So I know there's two families he feels obligated to, two life situations where he starts something with one sense of family and then later on in life something else. That makes sense to you?
Yes.
Right. Okay. I know that there's been a lot of opportunities for you coming in. There's going to be a lot of opportunities for you coming in, okay? I don't know the February connection as far as the birthday goes. There's something connecting in February, but I definitely have a February significance. Okay.
I'm coming up.
February. Do you know his birthday in February or some connection in February?
My brother's birthday is in February.
Okay. And he's still alive. Yes, your brother.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a marriage around him?
A marriage around him?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know of. That's when my father remarried my brother and his wife.
Okay, in February. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So they were showing me a brother here in February, so I'm talking with him and the brother in February, and that's what he's talking about. And I want you to know that he loves his kids, all of his children. I have 5 of them. They love him all. And I want to let you know that he is helping out that brother of yours, that boy who I feel like something was not resolved before he passes. So I'm going to tell you that. He's with your dad. And did he at one time smoke cigarettes?
He smoked a pipe.
A pipe. I keep on seeing smoke around me here. So I know that he's fine. I know when he smokes his pipe, he feels very relaxed. And I know that he likes doing that, so it gives himself relaxation. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Good. So when you think of him, please think of him that way, because that is a memory you would have of him, and you'd know he's very relaxed that way. Okay?
Okay.
And one more thing, then I'm going to move on. I have a single pearl earring. A single pearl I want to give you. Now, I don't know where that comes from, but it's from a grandparent, a grandmother, a mother. I don't know where it's coming from. There's a single pearl. Can you place having a single pearl?
It might be my grandmother, his mom. It might be his mom.
Okay. And you know about that she owned a single pearl, or do you have a single pearl of hers?
I don't have one, but she's the one who I would think that would have it.
Okay. So I want to – is she still alive or is she passed?
No.
She's not alive.
No.
So
no.
Somehow there's a single pearl that you can find from her, people. Or if you're walking around one day and someone offers you a single pearl, if you find it on the street, or it's just, I want to tell you that that's coming your way. That's yours. That's owned by you.
Okay.
I got to tell you that, and that's just strange. But Spirit can get through us in different ways, and she wants me to tell you that. That's
coming to you. And lots of love from your dad. Miss Julia.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, and I thank you.
I
thank you so much, because it was definitely, I was going to ask you about something going on around me, because it's a lot
right.
going on around me, and I felt that. So thank you for confirming it.
But let me say one thing, too. As we change and evolve spiritually, remember, we send that energy all around us. It radiates all around us. And as we do that, the people in our lives will change as well, because they might not match up to our vibration, our frequency, you understand? So they'll leave our lives. If they're not for our highest good, then they leave. So be true to that and honor yourself, okay?
Yes, thanks. Thank you so much.
Lots of love, baby. Okay, bye.
Much love to you. See you in Atlanta.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Adair Radio Show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're going to take another caller, and then we'll take a break, give Jane some chance to drink some water to kind of ground and do whatever he needs to do, and we'll continue the show. Let's go to Vince in California. Hey, Vince, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Who do you want to connect with?
Let's see. I got two people on the side that I was close to. How about my dad?
Let's do one.
It's a dad kind of day, Vince. So we'll go with dad. We'll see if it's your dad. Maybe it's somebody else. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So what's dad's name?
Wieszek. It's Vincent Polish, because he was born in Poland.
Wieszek. I have these very interesting names here. Ambada, Wieszek, Juliet. Very interesting. Wieszek. Well, let me first tell you, Vince, I just want to let you know that I pick up a lady next to you, and I feel it's a grandmother here, okay? And I don't think you knew her, or I don't feel the strong connection that you knew this lady. Would you understand that?
Yeah, because
okay.
all my relatives were in Poland, and I was raised in Canada.
Okay, well, I feel like this would be a mother's mother for you. Okay? I need to just let her move in here. She has brown hair. She's now showing herself being young. So I have brown hair and I have beautiful eyes. And she's talking to me about she's been with a man, I'm not sure, is this your grandfather, who likes to tell stories and would like to tell stories about the family, stories about where they came from, all these historical stories, okay? They're all about these stories. And I think you might have known about these stories. Does that make sense? You've heard that this man used to tell family stories?
I know that my dad used to love telling stories, and I would imagine that he probably got it from somebody in the family.
Okay, and I would think it would be your grandfather who would tell stories about the family and where they've been through and where they had to move to. I don't feel they lived in a very I don't feel they had a lot of things growing up. I feel these people had a hard life, and I think they look to you for having a very wonderful life, and they are really around you. Is there music around you, Vince, at all?
When I was a little kid, I used to play guitar. I was so good at it that I used to sit down by the radio, and I could pick up a song just by ear and just strum it like crazy. I used to be able to read notes and everything.
Okay.
But
would you have played music or created a song for your father when he died or thought about that?
I used to write songs, but not specifically for him, but just in general.
Okay, so I want to go back to... Good, I understand this. I'm hearing this in my head here. I want to go back to recently... interesting stuff. Very interesting. Do you have a box or a file or something where you have your songs or some kind of file?
Yeah, I have something.
Okay, did you just recently look in there about some songs, some lyrics that you wrote or some songs?
No, I didn't. Actually, what I've been doing lately is I've been writing. I just finished writing a book and trying to get published.
Okay. Why are you telling me about songs or lyrics? Or I'm going into a file and I'm looking at old things that I've already done. So I don't know if you already looked in that maybe for this book. You might have looked in that the files to incorporate some of those things into your new book. But I'm being told about that, which is very interesting.
Okay.
So you can't place that?
It's been a while since I looked through that file because I had forgotten for a long time that I even had those songs written down.
Wait, but do you have a little office there where those files would be located?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And above the file, is it a filing drawer, a desk, or something there?
The songs are in a little wall unit, the cabinet that I have
right. Would there be a picture of your father on that in that wall unit or right near there?
I think there is.
I know there is. I know there is. Because that's what he's bringing me to. He's bringing me to where his photograph is, and it's in a frame. And there are actually three pictures or three photos on that wall unit. There are three of them, one, two, three. And I know that you also like to travel. And he tells me, and I know like you would like to have photographs of where you travel to. So I know that there would be also some photos a little bit further around where you would be kind of at a holiday or vacation or something. And I know I know that. Does that make sense to you?
Well, my father used to love keeping the photographs, and my mother has all those photos, but she sent me a couple.
Okay, so do you have them somewhere out or something about some place you went to visit or holiday? Because he's showing me that.
Yeah, I do have them out.
Well, I want to know, because that's what he's telling me. I also want to tell you, who had lung cancer? I don't know if it was him or not.
Who had what?
Who has lung cancer or passed with lung cancer?
There was a woman, I've been searching for a really good agent and manager because of mini acting, and I finally found one about 4 years ago, just when Obama was elected in office, and she loved me. I auditioned for her. She's starting to get me some work, and all of a sudden I found out she had to close her office because she developed stage 4 lung cancer, and about 3 months later she died, and she was the only
one. She still loves you, and she's saying to me that we had more of a relationship than a working relationship, okay?
Yeah.
And I would also say to you that you used to go to her house at one point, you went out to dinner at one point with this lady because she's giving me memories of having eating with you, dinners with you, moments with you, because she believed in you. Does that make sense?
She wanted to meet with me over dinner one time, and that's about the time she closed her office.
Okay, because this is a memory she's giving me there. And she keeps now. You've said you played the guitar. Or I don't remember if you played the guitar.
I used it many years ago.
No, I'm being pushed by this lady to tell you to get back to the guitar. You will go back to the guitar. She said, you will be going back to the guitar. Oh, interesting. Okay, and I also get a sense from her and your dad that comes blending one energy to one, that you will be using your creative expression in music, and it's with the guitar. And I love that very much. I love that very much. And I also feel you're going to be writing music. They're going to be pushing you to write music. I also got to tell you that there are some people around you that aren't really your friends. Ha, ha, ha. And you think are your friends, but they're not your friends. And I know that you've recently had to go through that.
Yeah.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
I go through that a lot, and I learn how to read people a lot better and their energies and everything. And I don't let anybody into my life unless I really, really know them and I can trust them.
Okay, because I don't know why they're very concerned about these people that are around you. They're almost like psychic vampires. You know, they pull your energy and they want from you because they can't have it themselves. So
yeah.
I'm just getting a warning around these people. I know recently, within 2 months, you had to let go of some people.
Yeah.
So listen, and also, you should definitely hang out my Facebook page, my website, and if you want to come to one of my events in California, I'll be doing one in Costa Mesa in August. But I definitely would like to have you there so you can start seeing and being more aware of how to live a spiritual life, just how to live life and make the right choices and how to believe in yourself. Because it really, the sense I get with you is also a sense that I have to believe in myself, have more confidence within my ability, and how to bring in the creative energy and be expressed in a simple way. The hard thing with you, Vince, is you have a hard time making up your mind about things.
Yeah, I know what I want to do, and I want to do the acting. But the biggest issue has been the last 4 years I've been going through hell without a job and everything. And
right.
I'm just waiting to hear from I have a potential for a soda company. I'm waiting to hear from them, and I also have another job that I'm waiting to hear from that I went into last week for. They said they'll let me know this week. It's a paper company. So I'm wondering if you see either one of those.
All right, well, you'll make some money. I feel a trickling in. I don't feel a lot of money, but you feel some trickling in. So, and I don't feel it from one place, but I feel several places. So I got to tell you, your father, there's a grandmother, and this other lady comes in, and they're going to help you find money. And it's so funny, because they say to tell you, they'll find the money, but in different ways. And they just showed me, I lifted up a rug, a mat, and I found some money underneath the mat. Now, that's not literal, but that's to me symbolic, in that you'll get money in different types of ways. So watch it, okay? Watch out how you receive it. But just be true to yourself and create. Even if you're not acting, you can always write and sing.
Right.
And I'm going to leave you with that, Vince. Okay?
All right.
Thank you, Vince.
Oh,
thank
by the way,
Vince,
James, did you love the poster that I gave you?
Loved it. Thank you. Beautiful.
Good. And people comment
appreciate
on it?
All the time.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to give James time to drink some water. Hey, he just came back from Ireland, so he is working. Let's just put it that way. He's being used. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the event in Atlanta, and which is happening August 18th, 2012, of course. And the website address, while we take a break, to go check it out. The place is filling up. Register now. It is Van Todd. .com, VANPRAAGH.com. Check out the website, register now, and even if you don't live in Atlanta, who cares? Just go get on a plane and fly down here, fly back the next day or something. You got to be here. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back to take your calls and talk more about the event. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. No, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm getting used to the new time. Just go with me. And I'm not going to give you out the number because there's no point. I don't even need to tell you to go to Facebook because I have so many questions and emails. We're just going to try our best to get to as many people as possible. But James got to rest, and so let's take a break, and we will be right back. And set the intention that you will get your answer no matter what.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer. And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. We're empowering you to be the change you want to see. My guest is James Van Park, author of so many books. I'm talking to heaven. I need my brain refreshing. Let me make it easy myself. Growing up in heaven, and it's one unfinished business. So much more, and you can find out more about it, what he's doing, his events, audio downloads, and all the other stuff. His website address is vanprag.com, VanTraAgh. And you can find out more about the upcoming events. There's one in Atlanta and other places. And we're going to come back and take some calls. So let's get back with James and just laugh. Just keep laughing. Keep smiling. Hey, wait a minute. What happened to his number? No, he's here. I know he is. I feel you, James, but I don't see your number. What happened? Wait a minute. I know you guys are like, what? Jeez, there's so many people on here. It's not even funny. What is going on? I know. Okay. So let's do this. Let me look for the number because I know you don't want to hear me saying, where's the number? Where's the number? So I'm just going to take care of that right now. To just keep you guys busy, and then we'll listen to the music right now. Your intention. Well, I know his number. We have a name next to his number, but he's in the switchboard. Oh, Lord, I love life. Okay, I've been going through it because we have over 30 people up here on the switchboard, and everybody wants to talk to James. And I've scrolled all the way down. I can just laugh, you know? Okay. Right, let me try this again. Just so. checking my intention, but I can't, I'm paying attention to find keys, not here. I know some of you may not find this funny, but all I can do is laugh right now, okay? There's whatever the reason this is, he's not in the switchboard. And I'm talking to Cammy, his assistant. I'm talking to Celeste. I'm trying to find out where James is, and he can't find him. Anyway, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. Okay, so Celeste is getting a text from Cammy. I'll keep you updated so you can turn down your frustration level. Whatever you're feeling, maybe you're just praying and knowing that all is truly well. Whatever you're feeling, we give thanks. You know, I feel real sorry about this because it's like, I don't understand it. It's not here. But we also know that Brother Mercury is giving us a gift. So we embrace it patiently, joyfully. And as I talk, I'm going through the switchboard again. I'm at the bottom. And that was Cynthia James. Check your intentions. Oh, CynthiaJames.net is where you can find out more about Cynthia and Cynthia James. Okay, well, let's do this. Maybe what we'll do, let's bring Celeste on to do Celestial Moment. And between that time, we will have James back. Celeste, I'm going to bring you back, so I may catch you off guard, but I'm sure you can step into this. We're going with the flow today, like never before. Let me bring Celeste on so she can do Celeste through a moment. And because really, I just, okay, Celeste, how are you, my friend? Are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
It's okay. It's all right. All is well.
Okay, are you live?
Yeah, all is well.
See. Cammy is going to call in to wrap it up. What happened to Dear Von Prague is he's been kidnapped by Mercury. She couldn't even get through. That's his assistant. She couldn't even get through to his house phone. So he is dropped into Mercury.
Mercury
so
has,
she's going
yeah,
to,
don't talk about yeah. kidnap. You had me worried for a minute. I was like, kidnap. Give me kidnap. Okay, so let's just let you a moment. While
okay.
you're doing that, I'm going to chat with Cammy and see if we can get James back or...
Okay, well, from what I understand, he won't be able to call back. She had a difficult time getting him herself, so she is willing to call in and wrap up the interview, and I am
okay.
ready to go into Celestial Moment. If you have.
And did you hear that sound? I just heard the sound going, oh, it's like a collective, oh.
I know, but I can promise you that Cammy is quite a fireball herself. And we'll be have love and light herself as she lets us know about the upcoming events that are happening for James
and
we've
got
Proud.
Two VIP tickets, right? We've got two VIP tickets. We're
yes,
give away. So anyway,
for
you do your thing.
Agenda. Okay.
We're talking over each other, aren't we? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. You do your thing. Let me be quiet.
You want me to do my thing? Well, I want to
yes,
let
please.
Everybody know this. There comes a time when we have readers come on, strong, powerful psychic mediums, and the one thing that they always say to us is that we can tap into that information ourselves. James is definitely one of those people. Now, I've been working behind the scenes, and trust me, I wanted to hear every single thing that was being downloaded, but trust me when I tell you that there were things that were said to other people that relate to my life right now. So while you may not have gotten your question answered, you better believe there are answers for you when you tap in away from just me and mine. And remember, we are all one. And I just want to leave everybody that for the collective awe that even I'm experiencing.
Yes.
You got that
again? Yeah. You ready for us? Let's do a moment and we'll bring Cammy on.
I sure am.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and do, let's do a moment and we'll bring Cammy on. All right.
I love it. So, good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Tuesday, July 17th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2036. Add 2036 and the energy of the day equals 11. Now, 11 is the moose in medicine cards, which represents self-esteem. And it can also show up as strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. But today, we're going to add one more time to find the energy that resides inside this master number. We're going to add 11. 1 + 1 = 2. The true meaning of 2 is balance. The perfect symbol for number 2 is found in the Tai Chi 2, also known as the yin-yang symbol. The blending of the light and dark, positive and negative dancing is one. We are everything when we truly see each other. 2 is the high priestess in tarot. The planet associated to high priestess is the moon. We call her the first teacher on this spiritual journey. She's your intuition, connected to higher powers, mystery, and a subconscious mind. She's that little voice speaking to you, a direct connection to the soul within, expressed outwardly. When you learn to pay attention, it becomes easier to trust these messages when we learn to trust ourselves. The second letter of the alphabet is B, and words like blessed, bold, and bountiful connect us to the magical power of 2. Now, 2 also shows up as the hawk in medicine cards, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Hawk, messenger of the sky, circle my dreams and teach me the message as we fly. Hawk is akin to Mercury, and giving the energy of the Mercury retrograde and the collective stories we've made up about it, I thought it would be an excellent time to take a good look at the messenger of the gods. Are we in alignment to receive? What do we see when we look out at our creation? Hawk medicine teaches us to be observant, to look at our surroundings, observe the obvious in everything that we do, and call it good. You are your own best masterpiece when you remove all hindrances for allowing your light to shine through. We even get clues along the way. Life is sending us signals through pleasures, challenges, and our fears. We need to connect with our emotions to check if some of these helpful reminders just might be muddying the view. When we are deeply attached to outcomes, we might actually momentarily lose our sight. The message gets lost in the delivery when ego steps before spirit. Clear your channel of any vibration that doesn't help you fly. Then you will unlock your freedom messages when you go up into your spiritual helicopter, rising above to survey the land. You will have more room to receive the gifts of the messenger, which include discernment, intuition, observation, wisdom, courage, and truth, mighty tools gifted to those who have the ears, heart, mind, and soul desire to listen. And that's the story of 2 through our friend the Hawk. All is well, family. I'll see you soon for another celestial moment around 1. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste, for being ready and available and teaching us, reminding us the power of 2. I appreciate you. Celestial moment happens every day, Monday to Thursday, around 1, as she puts it. Yes, indeed, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived on lifeconversationsradio.com, iTunes, you can subscribe there, or you, if you've got iPad, iPod, all the eyes that we use now, you can download an app called Podcast, and you can subscribe to Life Conversations. And we also have upcoming guests. We have a guest, you know, just check out the archives, and then you can go to Life Conversations Media, lifeconversationsmedia.com, to get upcoming guests. So all of that is there, and a lot of changes happening. We're redesigning website. We're expanding the radio network. Lots is happening. And let's go to Cami. But I want to say, before I go to Cami, there's a question here that I want to share, and it really, this is a good question asked by Jennifer. Jennifer said, I just started following James Van Praagh. I have a question for him. He's not here, but I'm not asking for him. I'm telling you, I'm going to share my experience. I talk, quote unquote, to my mother every day and ask her thoughts on things. I don't really get an answer. Sometimes it's just a sense of peace and calm. Is there a way to get a real yes or no? Or does it this way type? Whoa, I'm confused. I guess really, I'm just reading. I'm sure you wanted to know this, because you said, does it this way type of answer. Okay. Well, I'm sure you can get a yes or no, but what I want to say, as James was talking about earlier, developing the spiritual muscle, the intuitive muscle, is when we get that sense of peace. I've been led to things by my mother, or don't even know, pull out her picture. And sometimes on a human level, we want to get a yes or no. But if you get a sense of peace and calm, you are in a better place to make the right choice rather than being in a place where you're frantic, frazzled, or worried. So if we get a feeling, if you get a feeling of, you don't get a yes or no, just trust the feeling and go. Trust your process. Know that you can never do it wrong because God is all there is. There is no spot where God is not, and love is real. So that feeling of peace and calm will help you make the best choice. When there's an accident, when there's an emergency, they say, breathe, relax, breathe, relax. Because when you're relaxed, when you're calm, when you're still, the blood is flowing to your brain. It's physiological as well. There's so much going on in the body. But when you're calm and peaceful, you can know, you can make the right choice. Let's go to Cammie now, who is James from Prague's assistant. Hello, Cammie. How are you doing? Welcome to Life Conversations Radio.
Thank you. Hello to you, too. Hi, Celeste.
did you wake up thinking you were going to be doing a show today and being on the radio?
You know what? I've been working with James for 16 years. I wake up every day, and I don't even I expect anything. So.
I know that is right. And Brother Mercury is giving us a gift to trust the process of life. So
Mercury is the bane of my existence.
I know that's right. So let's do this first because I want to really get this out. This is important for those who are in Atlanta, those who want to go on a trip, or those who just really know this, what James is doing, it's something about it resonates. Can you tell us about this upcoming event in Atlanta in August? I mean, there's several coming up, but there's one in Atlanta. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, James started teaching his mediumship class specifically and exclusively in Laguna, California, for the past 3-4 years. And this year, he started taking it on the road across the country. And, in fact, he just got back. Part of the reason he's having problems right now, from Ireland, where he taught the class as well. It's a 5-day mediumship class. It's amazing. He's been to Seattle and Minneapolis, and he's bringing it for the first time to the Southeast. It's the only time it's being taught this year, and it's going to be in Atlanta from the 13th to the 17th of August. It'll be hot Atlanta for sure. If you ever wanted to just know more about yourself, your spirit guides, tap into your intuition. I don't care if you're mediumistic or not, if you're a practicing medium, if you're tarot, if you're a healer, if you're Reiki, if you're whatever, this class is amazing. Plus, you'll get to meet me, too. I'm going to be there. I'm in Atlanta. But the other event he's doing is August 18th, and that will be a one-night spirit circle. It's 3 hours, and afterwards there's a book signing. And it is incredible. It's 3 hours of him, and you can tell when he was here for the amount of time he was here, he's fun and exciting to watch, and he brings such humor and joy and peace to everything he does. It's an incredible event. And then he's doing three events in Florida at the end of August, August 22nd, 24th, and 26th. He'll be in Jacksonville, Coral Gables, and St. Petersburg. So you guys in the Southeast, you're getting him. He hasn't been down here in a long time, so...
And some of the airlines, I'm not going to name names because they didn't pay for sponsorship. They're like $6 to $9 for $9, so you really just want to jump on it. So,
it's a great area too. The hotel's really nice, so it'll be a great time.
And here's another reason for them to come to Atlanta, Cammie. They get to meet you. They get to meet me because we're both here. I mean, come on. Does it get better than that? So he's actually doing two events. There's one, the Spirit Circle, where it's a 3-hour seminar, right?
Yes, that's on Saturday night on August the 18th. Mm-hmm. And he will share a wonderful healing meditation. He'll do some questions and answers. And then he'll do about 2 hours of random readings from the audience. And that is an amazing thing to witness. So I can highly recommend that.
The one, the day August 13th to the 17th, that's where he will be teaching people who want to develop their mediumship, their gift, right?
Right. Just get to know themselves, learn more about meditation, the energies around you, or if you're just curious about what it's all about, it's open from the novice to the experienced. It's in everywhere in between. So I cannot tell you how transforming his mediumship classes are. They are amazing.
And you sort of answered the question,
Facebook,
but I want to...
If you go on Facebook,
go ahead.
Students, go on Facebook, they can tell you, too, how great his classes are. They are life-changing.
Yeah. I know his Light Pages has. It's for like 40-something, quite a few people there, and there's always a conversation going. So let me ask you this. You sort of spoke to it, but so this mediumship class, is it, so if somebody thinks, well, maybe they're kind of curious about if they have the gift, or maybe they have it, they're afraid to reveal it, or they just want to develop their intuitive gift. You're saying this is the kind of, this is a class that can help them, right?
Yes, absolutely. He starts from the beginning and teaches you all about how to even breathe, how to tap into your own inner self and to ground, and every day's meditation, and he just exercises, and it's really hands-on. It's a small class. There's only 100 students, and we're almost sold out, by the way. There are only 20 spots left if you want to get in.
That's a four-day class, right?
5 days, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is a long day, long week, and it's great. It's just packed, and you leave with such a sense of self and excitement.
I mean, that's interesting, because after 5 days, you definitely will be out of your mind and connected to the universal mind. Like, where am I again? Where's home? But I feel the presence of the power. I feel so much love, so much joy. Oh, boy. And we are going to be giving away two. Go ahead.
A natural high.
Right. Exactly. I mean, because I can even feel my conversation with him. His energy is so high, even though he just traveled, came from Ireland, but his energy is so high. So I can imagine being in the same room with him 5 days. Woo, that's something.
Well, at the end of June, he was did a 10-day tour at Peru, and then he was home for 5 days, and then he went to Ireland for 10 days. So he doesn't even know what time zone he's on. He doesn't know. And I think he brought a couple of leprechauns back with him from Ireland. He's having so many flight problems and the phone problems, and oh my gosh, it's just crazy, but you know.
Yeah, I think the leprechauns and his guys are saying, okay, enough already. We need you to be rejuvenated, enough, because we don't stop, you're going to keep giving. Let me ask you this. The VIP tickets, we got two that we will be giving away. What's the value of the VIP tickets? I don't know that. Tell me.
The tickets are $100 for his spirit circle. For the three-hour event. And the VIP tickets will guarantee you VIP seating in the front row for his event.
Okay.
And the venue, there's only 300 seats. He doesn't do large venues. James likes to keep it intimate. He likes to be able to look everybody in the eye. Trust me, you can tell by how he is on the phone. He just wants to touch everyone. He wants to be close to everyone. So his events are always smaller. It's a beautiful venue at the Renaissance Waverly here in Atlanta. The VIP tickets, they'll get in first, and they'll get in, you know, front row seats, and they'll get to meet him when he does a book signing. So it's a lot of fun. And however you're going to give them away, you know, they just have to make sure that they can be here on August
18th. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We're going to come up with a way. So listeners, just keep listening tomorrow, Thursday, and we'll come up with a way. Now, I want to ask you this. You know, you said you've been working with James for a long time. So the fact that you're working with him means you vibrate the same high energy. But I want to ask you this, you know, because there are people who are saying, you know, I want to connect with my loved ones, my son, my daughter, my child, just different things that they're experiencing. And I know you do your own work as well. What would you say to people who have the strong desire to connect with a loved one, or maybe feel they can't hear the loved one? They want to know if they're at peace. They want to know if they're peaceful, or if they communicate with them. What would you say? What kind of practice or tools would you give them to help them find peace within themselves?
Understood. The most important thing, the key, the foundation, is meditation. And I don't mean long sitting there, you know, it's not that, but just meditation, quieting yourself, getting to know and hear your own thoughts. That's key. But there are so many ways that our loved ones connect with us every day, and some of us just don't even recognize it. And I can tell you, if they go to his website and join his community, it's free, register their email and get a username. They can go on the message board and ask questions. There's a huge support system there, loving support system. They can join his chat room. It's a 24/7 chat room. Amazing amount of people there. They are so supportive and loving and can answer almost any question. We have Cat events every Tuesday night. We have one tonight, as a matter of fact. They're free. We have guest speakers every week that talk on a variety of subjects, including how to connect with your loved ones. In fact, our guest speaker next week is doing an event on how to meet your spirit guides. And she'll be leading a meditation during the event for you to connect with your spirit guide. So there's a wealth of free, amazing information on James's website. I'm there all the time. I have an amazing op team that's from around the world, and they can answer questions. But it's so supportive and so loving. To start is just go to the place where the resources are, and that's James's community, absolutely.
Thank you. Before we let you go, anything else you want to share with the listeners, or you know, maybe something that you want to talk about, but you're waiting for me to ask, but I don't have any more questions. So.
Actually, no, I do. I mean, James did say to apologize profusely. You know, he loves doing these interviews and stuff, and he's sorry for anyone who was holding to get a reading. But you know, just go to his website. You know, find out he's on radio all the time, and you know, come see him wherever you can. He's amazing, amazing man, and I am been honored and blessed to work with him for the past 16 years, and his website is fabulous, and I'm there all the time, and it's accessible and reachable and wonderful people there, so come join his community and become part of the family because it's wonderful.
Yes, indeed, and Cammie, you're in Atlanta, so we got to meet.
Even yes, I
am. Before. If we don't do it before August, we'll definitely do it. We got to meet, yeah. Okay, I'll do that. Definitely we'll do that. Let's connect. Let's connect. Thank you. Thank you for showing up and just allowing yourself to be.
I'm sorry he couldn't get back on, you know.
All is well.
It's meant to
all
be, as
well.
I say.
Indeed. Yeah, I hear you. Thank you very much, Cammie. And listeners, you know, it is what it is. Life happens and we keep moving. You know, take this opportunity to just know that there's a message there, and the message is what you make it mean. You get to give it the meaning. You know, I know some of you are probably grieving, or you really want to talk to your parents or your father, your mother, your children, your loved one, your cat, your pet, whoever you want to talk to. But just take a breath. Just breathe in and trust the process of life. And remember, you're never disconnected from your loved one. Let me go back to something I read about James earlier, which I thought was pretty powerful in his bio. And I think, you know, that's something that never dies. That's something that never dies, love. As a matter of fact, nothing really dies. You know why? I'll tell you in a minute. James said, it is the love bond between people which allows me to connect, to make the connection between the living and the dead, you know. And the dead just means when you transform the body, when you've released this body, because everything is energy. It was never created. It could never be destroyed. So you were never born, so you would never die. You would change form. So when our loved ones, so there is one of realization I had. There is a truth to when my Christian brothers and sisters say, I can't wait to meet my father, my mother, my friend, my whatever, in heaven. There was a time when I didn't kind of thought, okay, well, whatever. But I get it now. And if we do our own reading, there's a book that I'm reading called The Journey of the Souls, and it talks about how people reunite. I've read so many different books about reconnecting with loved ones. You recognize their energy. But if you don't get anything out of the show, if you're just kind of disappointed, I want you to say, listen, your loved ones are here. Some of you got it already. Some say, well, I'm not quite sure. And as Jenny said, sometimes we may not get a yes or no, but it may just be a feeling. It may be a presence. It may be a smell. It could be a food, the kind of food that they'd like to eat. James was talking about how earlier he was saying smoke around him. Just be aware, and as Cammie said, take time to meditate. Take time to be still. Take time to listen. And when you be still and you listen, you will be transformed. That's just the way it is. It's a law of the universe. We are so much more than we see in the mirror. We are a physical being having a spiritual, or the other way around, a spiritual being having a physical experience. So your essence of who you are, your presence, your pre-essence presence is God, is energy, is spirit, is unconditional love, is total freedom, is creativity, is joy. So when people love you, when people are gifting you, when people are sharing their passion, it feels good to you because there's that inner being, there's that inner self that says,
wow, this is the essence of who you are. But when we're feeling kind of angry, depressed, upset, it's your inner self, your inner being, your spirit, your soul saying, whoa, 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 you're moving away. You're moving towards the spectrum of fear, of judgment, of criticism. We are really one. And on a human level, it's so hard to get that. It's so hard to get that we are one because we see the other one doing some crazy things. And we say, I'm not one with that person. I can't stand my supervisor. My husband gets on my nerves. My wife is just too much. Oh, my brother, oh, they're just too religious for me. Oh, those spiritual people. You know, everybody has their own definition, but you know what anything that triggers you, anything that pisses you off, anything that gets on your nerves is actually, that experience is giving an opportunity to just release the pressure, to just breathe in and say, okay, there's a part of me that I need to work on. I had a conversation this morning, and I was like, oh, my God, why am I still dealing with this? And then I had stories about how I thought the other person was or how they're being, and I had to sit with myself. I wouldn't say judgment, but I labeled it. I was saying this. I was labeling how I thought they would be. Then I had to sit with that and say, which part of that is me? Which part of that, and when am I being pushy? Even though I can say they did this to me or they said that to me, but when am I doing the same thing? And I tell you, if you spot it, you got it. So the truth is we all individually have to do our work. Do the shadow work, as we've been talking about this month, freedom. We're focusing on freedom. What is the part of you that you don't like, that you're trying to get rid of, that you're trying to hide? The part of you that you leave at home when you go to a spiritual retreat. The part of you that you say, namaste, I love you. But there's another part of you that you just want to leave in the hotel room. What is the part of you that you're so afraid that the world is going to find out, and if they do, they would not love you? Are you afraid that if you show up as who you are, you would not be loved? Guess what? Most of the time, we don't experience love. We don't feel the love because we're not showing up fully. And to deny a part of you, whatever you call it, good or bad, is to deny the whole of you. Now, it's not easy. You need support. You need the James Van Praagh. You need teachers. You need life coach. You need ministers. You need healers. Whatever you need, you decide what that is. And just set the intention to be free, whatever that looks like. And when you are free, when you get the freedom, no matter what you're going through, a health challenge, there are people who've gone through a health challenge and they're free because they've changed their mind. Now, when I say mind, it's like doing your conscious work, your physical work, if you will, because you got to understand there's so much more to you. That's your subconscious mind. So the subconscious mind is a recorder. It records everything. So if you imagine, you record it on the subconscious mind, and you just say, I am love. I am abundant. But for so many years, you've recorded, I'll never have money. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I'm stupid. I'm guilty. I'm ashamed. Even if you make the affirmation now, you've got a programming in your energy, in your subconscious mind to say, nope, we'll never have money. So what's the key? To love ourselves, to understand that our loved ones are on the other side of the veil, and we are on this side of the veil, and they need us as much as we need them. What can you do? Can you imagine your loved ones on the other side, the loved ones on the other side, calling James, and say, I want to talk to my loved one on earth. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe they're trying to reach you, and they are. Now, so just think about that. And how can you connect with them? I'm having this thought. I don't know. There are a lot of people here. I might do it. I don't know. There's a lot of people here still listening. And I don't know if you want to ask a question. But I may come to you. I don't know. I feel led to you. I don't know. Let me just finish the thoughts. But here's the thing. Imagine your loved ones. Ooh, I love the history. It's good. Your loved ones are the other end. They're trying to connect with you. They want to know that you're okay since they made the transition, what we call death. How can you help them be at peace? Commit to being loving. Find your passion. Live your purpose and commit to living a fulfilling life.
There's a quote by Bishop Carlton that I love so dearly, who's been here several times and will be back here soon. There's a quote. Let me see. I wrote it down. Maybe I have it here. And you want it? Pay attention to this. It's really good. Trust me. Trust me. I know I'm not James Ron Pride, but I am Life Coach Ade, and we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. So just come back and play with us. We just like to keep things simple. I can't find what I'm looking for. Okay, stop talking. You'll find it when you stop talking. And here it is. What you tolerate, you will never change. What you tolerate, you will never change. That's a quote by Bishop Carlton Pierce that some of you may know of him. You may have heard him on the Life Conversations Radio. Ask yourself, what are you tolerating? What are you putting up with? What are you putting up with? Because that's what tolerance. Don't tolerate people. Accept them or work with you or do your work. Because when you tolerate something, you can't change it. Say, okay, you put up with it. Now, I'm going to do something crazy I've never done before. And I'm going to just go down to people who still got their hands up. You may just be listening to the show. Don't get shy, I get afraid. But you might have a question. We've got about 8 minutes left. So let's go to, I think this is Tamara. And want to know if she has a question or comment, or were you calling for James? And if it's James, I just mute you back. Okay, is it Tamara? Tamara.
Tamara
Joy. Is it you, Tamara?
This is me. What's up?
It's all good. So quickly, do you have a question or comment for me, or you were you just?
Oh, no,
up, so
I was
okay.
I was waiting for James. But yeah, I love
okay,
you.
Well, I love you too. Goodbye. I feel the love. I get to hear your voice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we are sending you and your cat some love, you and your family.
Oh,
members,
thank
knowing
you.
Knowing that your cat is receiving the healing, and we trust his choice, knowing that all is well.
Thank
that if
you.
There's money you need for the healing, that you will be led to do the right thing. If he chooses to make his transition, we surround him with so much love. We know
thank
all is well.
You.
All right?
Thank
You're
you.
Very welcome.
Bye.
You're very welcome. Let's go to a 574 area code. 574. Oh, they just disappeared. They're like, no, don't come to me. Okay, I'm going to come to a 951 area code. I'm coming to you. Don't run. Don't you dare run. I just want to hear your voice. 951 area code. What's your name? Come on now. I want to feel your energy. Say something. 951. Let me give out all your numbers. No, I won't do that. The last four numbers is 111. You are the one.
Yes, my name is Amy.
Amy, how are you doing? So
yes.
You had a question for James? Or you just wanted to share? Okay,
no,
well, he's not here, as you know. Say that again?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
let me get in. No, you get in. Okay, so I was asking if you just wanted to share something, you're just listening, or what?
I was just wondering about my spirit guide, because I don't understand a lot about the spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was going to ask him about, because I keep getting a little voice in my head, and I don't know if it's real or is it someone trying to tell me something. So I was just asking the name and what they were trying to tell me.
Okay, so you say you hear a voice and you want to know if it's real.
Yeah, well, just like when I'm needing to make a decision or if someone asks things, because people sometimes come to me and get my feelings, and so I just wonder, is that actually a guide or what is that?
Mm-hmm. But when you hear the voice, does the voice give you what to do?
Yes.
Does it tell you what to do? Okay. So you just want to know if it's your guide.
Yes.
Okay. I think it is.
I do, too.
I feel it is. I mean, if you even want to break the word down, just think about spirit guide. The spiritual being that is guiding us.
Mm-hmm.
A spiritual being that is guiding us. And the most important thing is, that, you know, the labels are not necessarily important. It does help to bring clarity on this planet, but just being able to hear the voice, to be able to hear the guidance, it's so much more.
Right.
Now, for you, it may mean something different if you know the spirit guide, but if you know the spirit guide, then you're like, okay, then you may start putting other descriptions or interpretation about. But here's what I would tell you, if you don't do it already or if you do it, just spend time to meditate more and more and more.
And that, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, great.
I know.
Ah,
doesn't that sound silly?
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Do you meditate?
The only thing I'll do is light a candle, put like soft music on, that kind of stuff. And then just have some quiet time. But do you say a prayer? Like, is there more to it I should be doing?
Well, maybe. But here's the thing. Meditation means to be still.
Okay.
To get quiet. So when you light the candle and you have a song or music that you're playing that is soothing your spirit, that's a form of meditation. Some people can say, no, that's relaxation. Whatever. You know, you get still. Now, there are many ways to meditate. There's the Osho. There's movement meditation. There's chanting meditation. You could do visualization meditation. There's so many. But the most important thing is making time to be still. Now, when
right.
you have the music, when you light the candles, are you moving around cooking, or are you just sitting still and just being in that state for a certain amount of time?
Kind of moving around, multitasking.
Okay.
That's, I think, the
okay.
mistake I'm making.
Okay. Well, you know, it's
I'm gonna
okay.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to slow down and try that.
Slow down and try that. And
okay.
see, there are people who want to learn to meditate, and they haven't got to the stage of lighting a candle and playing soothing music. No judgment.
Right.
They haven't got there yet. Now, you've made that step. Now, the next step for you is, don't make yourself wrong. The
okay.
next step for you is just now include in your ritual to sit in still for 30 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minutes.
I'm going to do that.
And then you just start to exercise your spiritual muscles. One day you may sit down and you're there for 15 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour, but you feel like you only did it. You won't even know. You'll feel like you just did it for me. You look at the time, you're like, oh, my God. But
yeah.
you've got to think about it. Spiritual transformation, spiritual development, it's about developing our spiritual muscles. Here's
okay.
an analogy I want to give you.
Okay.
People go to the gym to develop their physical muscles, to tone their body, to get the packs and six packs and whatever packs and no
mm-hmm.
pack. And, you know, they go to the gym to develop the muscles. And then after a while, if they're lifting weights, they kind of get used to it and they increase it. They want something stronger that's going to create a resistance. We got to do the same thing when it comes to our spiritual practice.
Okay.
So our spiritual practice, we got to do the same thing where we strengthen and develop our spiritual muscles. Meditation.
Nice. All right.
Meditation.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much
You're
for talking
very
to
welcome.
Me. Have a great
You're
day.
You're very welcome. And it must be my your spirit guide that told me to come to you, because I really wasn't even going to come to you guys, but something, go to the mission.
No,
all right,
and I think I didn't call till later, so I pray would have never got through. So we were meant to talk, see? Thank you very much.
You
okay.
are very welcome.
Oh,
I love
Bye-bye.
Life when you trust the rabbi, trust the process. Let's go to this. I know this area code. This is 360. I think that's a Seattle area code. Am I right or am I right? Let me check my intuitive self. Let me confirm what I feel. 360. Okay, last four numbers. First three numbers is 260 area code, and the last four numbers is 1064. What's your name and where you calling from? You got 1 minute.
Hello. Hi, my name is Kathy, and it is a Washington State area
okay.
code, but I am living in Tennessee right now.
Oh, okay. So,
and,
how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Off and on.
Good. Okay. So what you just real quick, tell us something that you're going to take away from today's show, even though you didn't get to talk to Jay.
Just listening about, you know, like the last lady talked about the spirit guide, and then listening with James with listening to your intuition and different things. My parents mm-hmm. passed away a few years ago, and I caregave for mm-hmm. them for 2 years, and I just want to make sure that they're, you know, doing okay, and that I did okay mm. with the estate with what they wanted done.
Mm. Mm. Yes. Trust your intuition. Love is all there is. No judgment. No judgment when they've gone to that other side, and just know, allow yourself, convince yourself, if you will, that you did your best, because ultimately, God is the one in control. All right, darling, thank you so much. I got to go. Life is good. We just got to convince ourselves sometimes. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll be back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you tune in. And all the shows are archived. We got to go. We got to go. We got to go. We're going to go over with the song. Those of you here, I got to play this song. Be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be love. Be true to yourself. Because then you can really stand in your own truth and allow the love to come back and flow in and out of you and be loved. Allow yourself to be loved and trust the process. God is all there is. Love is all there is. And swallow all the fears that are holding you back from living life. State of man, swallow your fears. I'm out of here. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your patience. Sister Soul Power, yes, all is well. Peace and blessings. It's the state of man. Swallow your fears. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Come on, y'all. Sing. Sing. We're waiting. Come on now. There you are.
Life Conversations
We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.